Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said, read the books your father read. Try to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, and others hold a different view. My, oh my, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. No questions, it goes on without you, leaving you behind if you can't stand the pace. World keeps on spinning, can't stop it if you try to. The best part is danger staring you in the face. Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, yeah, 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 yeah. Gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. Got to be hard, got to be tough, got to be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Dr. Rita Webster, and I am honored to serve on your Board of Trustees. Welcome to our Sunday morning service. Our services are at 9:30 and 11:30 Central Time. We live stream at 9:30, and we welcome our live stream audience today from wherever you are in the world. Watch our services anytime, on demand, at our website, or on YouTube. Well, we've got great news about our backpack and school supplies collection. Last week, we delivered 140 backpacks and 425 pounds of school supplies, plus an additional $50 for families served by PRISM. I think that deserves a round of applause. Thank you. And today, our annual book drive for Noble Elementary students begins. We're collecting new children's books through September 11th. Book lists are in the garden court and on the website. As always, your generosity is greatly appreciated. Thank you. Lots of opportunities at Unity Minneapolis this week. John and Marie Pettingill's Experiencing Sacred Space workshop is today at 1:30. Monday night, our Board of Trustees meet. If you have something you'd like to discuss with us, please sign up for Dialoguing in Love in the Garden Court to visit the meeting. And this Wednesday at 7 p.m., our facilities transformation team is hosting a listening session on Zoom. If you have questions or comments about the building renovation, Zoom in for answers. Details are on the website or contact the office for Zoom details. Well, do you ever feel swept up in talk of high inflation, impending recession, or other uncertainties? Join Reverend Pat on the path from fear to faith, Thursday morning at the Minister's Book Group. It returns on September 1st, and together we'll study Eric Butterworth's Spiritual Economics. Register and review the reading list on the website. And save the date and join us for an outdoor World Day of Prayer experience on Thursday, September 8th. Readings, meditation, music, and prayer on our back patio. The Women of Unity are holding a circulation day on Labor Day and invite you to contribute items that can be offered free to those who can use them. Pick up a flyer in the garden court or get the details on our website. Make an appointment to drop off your items and share the wealth. I've got a stack at home that I'm building. Details for our upcoming events and activities are on the church website, Facebook page, or our weekly emails, Happening at Unity and Peek at the Week. You can also email or call the church office. And now please join Reverend Tony for our opening prayer.
Feel the movement of spirit this morning. As we open our hearts and our minds to that movement, that spirit, we do so with thanksgiving, with gratitude, and with an awareness of the oneness that we are. So we open to spirit, and we affirm in that opening a world that is transformed by love, peace, and compassion. Dear Spirit, we hold in our hearts each other. We hold in our hearts those in this community, in the larger community, the Twin Cities, our state, our nation, and our world. And as we hold them, we know that there is love that surrounds us, infills us, and flows out from us. And that love is God. And we are blessed. And we are a blessing. So in this time of opening of prayer, we affirm, we know, and we celebrate the power and the presence that is God in our lives and the future that is unfolding in this world. Regardless of outward appearance, we know that there is a power, a good, a beauty, and a truth. And so we hold that knowing and say, thank you, God. We say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Let's give this amazing day a round of applause. Yes. Woo. And let us all stand as we sing our first song, which happens to be one of my favorites. Thank you, Lori, Mary Jane. Letting it in, Don't you love that song? I do. Let me rephrase that. Good morning, everyone, and good morning to those of you coming in through our live streaming. It's good to have us all here together this morning on what is an amazingly beautiful Minnesota morning. Yes, so welcome. It's always good to come in here together and to feel the energy and to connect with that amazing energy. The music, thank you, Mary and Lori and crew. Always good. And it's always good just to feel the presence. Because where two or more of us are gathered, we know that it is exponential in its growth in the presence. So we're glad to have you here. Also, we're glad to have visitors here with us. And I know if you're a visitor, you're really not sure, you want to raise your hand. We're not going to ask you to stand up. We're not going to ask you to give us anything other than acknowledging that you're here. Because we have a gift for you. So if you're a visitor, could you hold your hand? Or if you've only been, we got a couple here. There's one there. Whoa. Our ushers are going to be bringing you a rose, a yellow rose today. And it's a gift from our congregation. And it serves two purposes. One, to let you know how much we appreciate you. And two, to help us recognize you when the service is over. You also were given a packet that has information on who and what Unity is and who we are. There's a card in there. And for those of you coming in on live stream, consider this your Sea of Rose being handed to you at this moment. We're so glad you're here too. The card in the packet here is for us to gather your information. And if you would fill that out and give it to one of our ushers or put it on one of the tables, we have a small gift for you. And for those of you coming in on live stream, there is a way that you can connect electronically and give us your information and send that to us, and we'll reach out to you here in the next few weeks. Some of our staff will be with you in the next couple of days. So we thank you for that. We thank you for that. And also, I want to say that today we're going to be talking about purpose, and I want to acknowledge Lori and Mary Jane and the crew because I specifically asked her for a song today. And she did it, and I'm so appreciative of that. Thank you, guys. So, why are we here? Why are we here? Why is this place here? We're going to be talking about that. But before we do that, what I'd like to do is have us all share our mission statement. It's in your order of service. I would like to invite you to share that with me. This is that what we are to do here and how we are to do it here. So let us say together our mission statement together. We are a vibrant, inclusive, prosperous spiritual community, inspiring and empowering full expression of the divine within through prayer, education, and service. That is what we do here, and it's an amazing part of our journey. And we know that wherever we are, wherever you are on your journey, your spiritual journey, you're always welcome here at Unity Minneapolis. And we're so blessed that you are with us today. And now, Karen Honey will read us our daily word.
Thank you. You're welcome. Morning. We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word. You are invited to mentally add your prayers to our prayer box, which is right here, after the service. The prayer box is located in the garden court, which is in the back there, where you may add your written requests. You may also submit an online prayer request via our website. Your prayers are prayed with us by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. And the word for today is gratitude. And we affirm, gratitude is my natural state of mind. What joy it is to feel gratitude rising from my heart and filling my mind. Feeling grateful makes me aware of the all-encompassing presence of God, including the divine within me. When I live from my spiritual nature, gratitude becomes the song of my heart. I don't need to wait for a reason to feel grateful. When I live with an attitude of gratitude, I find the good in every situation, the blessings that can come from any adversity, and the presence of God in every aspect of life. Practicing gratitude opens my eyes to the blessings that are present and opens my heart to receive even more. I give thanks for an unlimited world, blissful peace, and perfect wholeness. In Psalms 95:2, let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. The word for today is gratitude.
This world as it is, go inside to find my God. I will leave this world as it is, go inside to find my God. I will leave this world as it is, go inside to find my God. I will leave this world as it is, go inside to find my God. Inside there is peace, inside there is joy, inside there is more than enough. Inside there is peace, inside there is joy, inside there is sacred love. I will leave this day as it is, go inside to find my God. I will leave this day as it is, go inside to find my God. Inside there is peace, inside there is joy, inside there is more than enough. Inside there is peace, inside there is joy, inside there is sacred love. I will leave this life as it is, go inside to find my God. I will leave this life as it is, go inside to find my God. Go inside to find my God. I'll go inside to find my God.
Go inside to find my God. As we move into meditation, I invite you to use these words as a guide to a space within. This space is not accessed through thinking. It is a journey of the heart. It is a place that is sensed, felt, leaned into,
a place where you are aware of the truth of who you are, a place that makes room for inspiration to be known. The word inspire means to breathe into. Begin by focusing on your breath, breathing in calming, quieting energy, breathing out any worry or fear. As you breathe, feel yourself relaxing into a deep and quiet place inside, a place that's been waiting for your return. As you rest there, I invite you to close your eyes and allow my words to guide you home. Inside there is peace. You are divine peace, a peace that passes all understanding, a place before thought, a quiet place of clarity. Nothing outside this peace can disturb it. Feel this peace enfold you and restore you. You are peace. Inside there is joy. You are divine joy. A joy that is a constant presence within you. Nothing outside this joy can diminish it. Begin to sense an inner smile. Feel its warmth radiating throughout your being and beyond. You are joy. Inside there is sacred love. You are divine love. Notice the beating of your heart and the movement of your breath. This is the energy of love that supports you and sustains you. The same energy that created the beauty of the galaxies and grows seeds into sunflowers moves through you and enlivens you. You are love. Go inside and feel the energy of love, the warmth of joy, the quiet of peace. This is finding God, aligning with the divine, experiencing the truth of who you are. Take a deep breath and move deeper into the space. Feel the gratitude in knowing how close your true home really is. It is you. This space, this awareness, is fertile ground for inspiration to be made known. Not forced, not created, simply become aware of. Be aware of the movement, aware of the nudge, aware of the divine purr. Let us rest in this sacred space and listen. Return to this now moment with a growing awareness of the truth of who you are. Knowing this truth can make going inside to find my God a joy-filled practice that can happen anytime and anywhere. I leave you with a quote by Ram Dass. The next message you need is always right where you are. Namaste.
Yesterday, a child came out to wander. He caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky was full of thunder. And tearful at the falling of a star. And the seasons, they go round and round. And the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle game. Then the child moved 10 times round the seasons. Skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like, when you're older, must appease him. And promises of someday make up his dreams. And the season, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we in the circle game. 16 springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to car wheels through the town. And they tell him, take your time, it won't belong now, till you drag your feet to slow the circle down. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle game. So the years spin by and now the boy is 20. Though his dreams have lost a lot of grandeur coming true. There'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams, and plenty before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle again. In the circle game.
Thank you, Mary Jane. Thank you, Lori and crew. That brings back memories, doesn't it? For some of us, that brings back memories. I'd like to get you to get your order of service out again, because now we're going to say our August affirmation. I'd like to say it was purposeful that I didn't say it earlier, because it fits in so well right here. That might be stretching the truth a little bit, and that's not okay when you're standing up here, especially. And it does fit in here. So let us say together our August affirmation. Together, I am inspired to do all that is mine to do. Let's say that again. I am inspired to do all that is mine to do. Obviously, our theme this month of August is I am inspired. We've been looking at various aspects of this word, inspire, inspired, inspiration. Reverend Kevin kicked it all off as our starter. Back first Sunday, when we began the definition of what does it mean to be inspired, and what is inspiration, and where does it come from? Is it out here? Is it in here? Is it a flow from divine into our own Christ consciousness? And then it flows. And it seems to me I remember him reminding us that inspiration is an inside job. Inspiration comes from within. It comes from that connection that we have with all that is. And it flows into us. So God is our source. In whatever way you understand God, God is our source. And that God inside of us is that channel that brings it out. It's called out. The second Sunday, we took a slightly different perspective, I did, which is not unusual for me. I took a slightly different perspective and began to look at the work that's being done today by scientists, behavioral scientists, on what is inspiration and how does it work. I mean, it's one thing to say it's a aha moment, it's a light bulb that goes off over my head and I get this amazing creative idea, and that idea is already existing in divine mind and it flows through me. That's hard for me to do on a day-to-day basis. So I'd like to have, you know, a few more words that will help me in that. Based on that idea. And what we found was that Todd Thrash and Andrew Elliott have been doing some work in this. They've been doing a lot of research and they've published some of their findings. Excuse me. And one of the things that they have articulated is that inspiration has three major qualities to it. The first quality is that it is evoked. There is an evocation process. Something calls out with us. That means that inspiration has a spontaneous quality. It's not planned. There's no specific intention. It's a called out response to a trigger. Could be a sight, a thought, a quiet moment. And the second part was transcendent. Transcendence. Inspiration is not just a mundane idea. If it's inspired, it is transcends all of our day-to-days. It's that thing that we would never have thought of. It's beyond all of our concerns. And lastly, inspiration is a motivation. Inspired means to be motivated to do something. The drive to really want to do this, create this, be this, beyond our day-to-day activity. It was interesting that I got some email responses last week, and I'm grateful for that, because at least one of them, and I'm sure she knows who, she will recognize this response, says, yeah, the spontaneous thing. I can, in fact, create an environment where I then be still and I receive. I can control at some level where that comes. And you know what? She's right. If you remember, I also talked about the conditions around inspiration. We feel inspired when we feel good. That one was a duh to me. It's like, yeah, okay, got it, duh. However, if you think about it, there may have been times when you haven't felt so good. But what did you do? You took a deep breath and you sat still. I don't know about you, that's for me. I take a deep breath, I sit still, and I open my mind to new ideas, to being willing to find something new, see it differently. And when I do that, I have set a condition that allows that inspiration to come through. So to some degree, yeah, we do have a control on that. Most often, though, it is that when I'm feeling good, when I am open to new and exciting or new things, exploring them, when I am receptive to beauty. Now, this was another one. For me, I know what beauty is. What is beauty for you? Our definitions of beauty will be different, but if we can be receptive to in the moment, at any point in my life, being receptive to seeing beauty. The other one was being willing to go really deeply into what it is that I have in my life. The thing that I want to do. Go deeply into that. Master that. Dig deeper into how to do it. How to be it. And when I'm in that space, I can be open to an inspired moment. The next one was not to avoid competition. And not be out to win. Just to be out to be in that. And see what it is that is greater, that is more above, beyond what I'm doing now. And the last condition was to not worry about failing. Not to be fearful of failing in whatever that is that you want to do. So if I can create those conditions on a regular basis, my inspiration scale, which we talked about last week, will be pretty high. I will be more frequently and more intensely inspired if I can create those conditions in my life. The other thing that they discovered in their study was that inspiration and purpose have a reciprocal relationship. That inspiration, if I am inspired, I more readily reach
and understand my purpose and reach the goals that I set around that. And the more I reach my goals, the more I'm inspired. So there's this inspiration circle that, in fact, goes with purpose and goals. And I decided I wanted to look into that more. And as always, when you decide and you make a decision to do that, somebody brings you information. A door opens. And there's more information. Thank you, Reverend Kevin, for bringing that to me. He introduced me to a gentleman named Simon Sinek. Now, I must tell you, the first time I heard him, I'm thinking, C-Y-N-I-C, Sinek? This should be interesting. But that's not how he spells his last name. And he is an articulate, he articulates this issue of leadership and inspired leadership. If you've not watched any of his material or read, I would encourage you to do so. He's had some great videos. But he talks about a golden circle. He talks about the golden circle of inspiration that inspires us and what keeps, especially organizations. Three concentric circles. You have a handout. I decided to do this handout thing so that I can't draw it. It doesn't quite work, you know, when you draw it in the air. But he has three concentric circles. On the outer circle is the what. The middle circle is how. And the target, the bullseye, the inner circle is why. And he's in talking about organizations, he says that most organizations focus on the what and the how because they don't know the why. Why are they in business? Why do they do what they do? They know what they do, what products they produce or services. And most of them have a reasonable idea of how they do it. Not always, but you know, they don't have process well-defined, but when you ask them, why do you do it? And he said, and profit is not an answer. Profit is a result. Why do you do it? I'm looking at that. He does a beautiful job of explaining it using Apple as an example. And it reminded me, remember the commercial that Apple did way back when the woman comes in, the auditorium is packed, and there's some really cool video up there of people lockstep marching and doing this stuff. And she comes in and she swings that hammer and it shatters everything. That was really effective. I remember it. And then you question and you say, and what is he selling? They were introducing computers. But what he was really selling was challenging the status quo. And everything that they did then was about challenging the status quo. And oh, by the way, we make these really cool computers and iPods and all of these other things, but what we were doing was there. And I loved it because he said that makes people stand out there for 6 hours in the rain to get the new one. It wasn't because the new one was better than the Dells or anything else. It was because it told people who you were because you owned an iPhone or a Mac. They knew who, why. They knew why. And when we don't know why we do what we do, we get stuck in the what do we do day to day. And how do we do it that makes us a little special? Now, his focus on what I read and watched was about organizations and inspiring. We inspire people because they follow us, because we tell them what we believe. What do you believe? What gets you out of bed in the morning? What is that thing that opened you up to being who you are? Why? Why? What's the purpose of life? Not what you do on a day-to-day basis. And not even how you do it. That's not first. Why do you do it? I've been thinking about that a lot this week. And I realize that I don't know that I can clearly articulate why. Every day. I don't know that I can clearly articulate the why of my life. Can you? Really deep down inside, what makes me want to get out of bed in the morning? Some mornings I don't want to get out of bed. And does that say that I'm not following that vision? That it's not clear for me? What is it that Joseph Campbell said? I think I have it still on my phone. It fits into this. When he says, follow your bliss, what comes after that? We all know that, follow your bliss. And I've heard variations on it. Follow your bliss and the money will come. That's not what he said, but that's probably true. But he says, follow your bliss. If you do follow your bliss, you put yourself on a kind of track that has been there all the while, waiting for you. And the life that you ought to be living is the one you are living. When you can see that, you begin to meet people who are in your field of bliss, and they open doors to you. I say, follow your bliss. Do not be afraid, and the doors will open where you didn't know they were going to be. Follow your bliss. Know your why. Know your why. How do we do that? Well, interestingly enough, we go back to some things that Reverend Kevin said on the first Sunday. And I want to share with you very quickly a Bible story. Surprise, surprise. You know the story about the Samaritan woman at the well? Jesus and his disciples were moving from Judea into Galilee. Priest had gotten word of what he was doing, and he figured it was time for him to go back to Galilee. He had to go through Samaria. Now, remember, the Samaritans and the Jews weren't talking to each other. There was some bad blood there, historic. They were walking that way. About noon, I don't know which day, but probably after a long, long hike, they stopped at a well just outside of the city of, I think it's pronounced Sychar, S-Y-C-A-R, in Samaria. Jesus was resting there while the disciples went in to get food. And a woman came up. And Jesus asked if she would please give him some water. I'm reading between the lines here, but I think she probably looked at him with a very surprised look on her face because she said, why are you asking me, a Samaritan? You're a Jew. Why are you asking me for water? And he was like, well, I'm thirsty. No, he didn't say that. That's not what he said. But I'm sure that's what he was thinking. But he said, let me remember how this goes exactly. There's some interesting little words in there. He said, if you knew who I was and if you knew the gifts of God, you would ask me to give you the water, the living water. She looked at him and she said, you don't even have a bucket. It's a deep well. How are you going to give me water? Who do you think you are, effectively? Are you as wise as our ancestors? And he said back to her, he said, the people that drink the water from that well, your well, will be thirsty again. But the people that drink of the water that I give, we'll know the gifts. We'll know the eternal life that is. And I've heard that story, and it goes on. There's more to it. That's another lesson. But I've heard that story often. And so this time around, I thought, let's look at some of the metaphysics of that. Here's the deal. On the back of that page, we have some metaphysical meanings. Judea, which is where Jesus was, metaphysically is spirit. Galilee, where Jesus was going, metaphysically is manifestation. And Samaria, in the middle, metaphysically, is intellectual perception and mixed thought. The woman at the well represents subconscious awareness, or the issue of duality, mixed thought. And of course, Jesus is that Christ consciousness in us. So if I look at that process, what I see is from spirit in me, if I'm in that place of spiritual understanding, and I want to bring that into manifestation, I first have to go through sichar, which is a confused state, a place of mixed thought, intellectual understanding and perception. I have to go through that into manifestation of what I know as spiritual. And that living water is inspiration. It is the knowingness. It is that within me that inspires and brings it into fulfillment. Jesus accepted the water, was willing to accept the water from the Samaritan woman, even though it wasn't spiritual total, but he recognized that all thought is a good thing. There's a universality in it. And it is necessary to bring that within me together. Together. So, where's the inspiration? Where is that inspiration? That inspiration is in that point part of us that is the Christ consciousness, and that we are, it is available, that living water is available to us, and we must ask. We must ask for it. And then we must be willing to share it in a universal mode. We must get to the why. We must center ourselves in the why. And then all of the rest of that will flow. If I know why, then I'll know how, and I'll know what. If I don't know why, the confusion around how to do my life and what to do in my life is limited, because my inspiration will come in a limited space until I know why. Why do I get up in the morning? Why do I get up in the morning? Charles Fillmore uses these words. He says, I thought I was going to give you Charles's words. Jesus consciousness is appealing to the intellect to recognize the gift of God, the spirit of universal love and oneness. It invites these thoughts to receive the living inspiration which may be had for the asking. Inspiration is an inside job. And it's necessary for us to get to why, in order to make this life the life of freedom, love, peace, compassion, and oneness, regardless of what we do. with our unique gifts that we came into this world with. I'm going to close out today with a reading from Sherry Mitchell. She is an Indigenous attorney, Indigenous rights attorney, and she's written a book entitled Sacred Instructions, Indigenous Wisdom for Living a Spirit-Based Life. But I want to leave you with this quote. Take a deep breath with me. As we move through these challenging times, it is important to remember that none of us are here by accident. We entered this world with the expressed purpose of facilitating the changes that are manifesting during this time. And we brought with us the gifts needed to accomplish that task. None of us are out of time or out of place, though many of us remain out of step with our true path. Our unique imprint is essential to the larger pattern that is unfolding to make that imprint. We must access our individual gifts and manifest them in the world collectively. This is how we will heal the wounds of our shared history and form a more humane pathway forward. As we seek this healing, let us do so with the knowledge that oneness is not sameness. It's the transcendence of our differences and the weaving of our diverse expressions into a tapestry that is harmonized and aligned with a common purpose. What is your path? Find your why. Inspiration flows forth, as Jesus said, flows forth in eternal life. Have a good one.
In this world, there's a whole lot of trouble, baby. In this world, there's a whole lot of pain. In this world, there's a whole lot of trouble, but a whole lot of ground to gain. Why take when you could be giving? Why watch as the world goes by? It's a hard enough life to be living. Why walk when you can fly? In this world, there's a whole lot of sorrow. In this world, there's a whole lot of shame. In this world, there's a whole lot of sorrow and a whole lot of ground to gain. When you spend your whole life wishing, wanting and wondering why, it's a long enough life to be living. Why walk when you can fly? There's a whole lot of cold. In this world, there's a whole lot of blame. In this world, you've a soul for a compass and a heart for a pair of wings. There's a star on the far horizon, rising bright in an azure sky. For the rest of the time that you're given, why walk when you can fly.
Yeah. Thank you again. We are blessed, aren't we?
Yes,
yes we are. But the music, Carla, beautiful meditation. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thanks to our AV team, to our ASL signers. What amazing, amazing blessing we have here. And because we are so very blessed, we also know that part of that blessing is a giving and receiving process. We give to that place that blesses us. And this community, I don't know about you, but this community has blessed me for 3 years now. And so to give back to it, so that it then can, we as a community can give again out into a larger community. So I'm going to ask the ushers to come down and bring those wonderful offering baskets. For those of you on live stream, giving is an easy process for Unity Minneapolis. There's a donate button on the website. There's a way that you can come in electronically and to make that gift. For those of us here, there is a QR code on our order of service. There is also there are offering envelopes in the pew. And then there's always a check in the mail. But the idea is, and the idea here is to make sure that we keep that flow, that circulation of the good in the form of our financial treasures. And we begin this now with an offertory blessing. This is a new one in our order of service. I would ask you to join me as we say this together, as we bless the tithes and offerings. Together, infinite riches are within me. I have the capacity for unlimited expressions of good, and I share that good now. I am a capable and prosperous person, successful in all that I do. I am inspired to give because I love to give. Divine love flowing through me and as me inspires, blesses, and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And so it is. Amen. And so we say thank you, God. We bless those who have given, the gifts that they have given, and the energy that moves through us and as us as part of these gifts. We say thank you, God, and so it is. I want to acknowledge our prayer chaplains. If you guys would stand. These ladies have been here since before the service, holding sacred space for us. holding the energy. They also hold the energy for us all the time. And we are so grateful for what you do and how you do it. So thank you for being here and for holding that sacred with us. Thank you. And now I would like to ask Nancy Merritt to come up. She has some things she'd like to share with us today. Nancy?
Good morning. I affirm that God is the one and only true source of our good, mine and yours. And I affirm that Unity Minneapolis is a prosperous community, that Spirit works through to meet and exceed any financial needs that we have. And I affirm that our mission is a powerful one and one that the world really needs. And I say that, but I also know that the facts can feel kind of different sometimes. We've come to you this month to talk about our financial health, which is really good in terms of our reserves and our contingency funds. We're in a great place. But we're using some of those funds to make up for our operating budget shortfall this year. And Sherry Zitzloff, our finance committee chair, spoke to you a couple weeks ago to share that information. And of course, due to good money management by our awesome staff, we're at a bottom line loss of only about $50,000 this year. But here's what I believe. I believe this operating budget shortfall is a symptom of something else. And I think it's here for us to look at, to see where are we in our individual and our collective consciousness regarding our teachings on prosperity and our beliefs around that. You know, the facts in the world can really sound pretty grim. We're working our way through a pandemic. The economy is strained. The stock market is wonky. There's wars. You know, it's tough. Those are the facts. And you know what? The facts change. And a couple years from now, we'll be looking at a new set of facts that we get to deal with. What doesn't change is the truth. And the truth is that prosperity that can move through each of us when we align ourselves to the law of giving and receiving that we just heard about isn't hampered by those, has no effect on it. And I don't say this without some street credentials, some street cred, okay? I remember where I was sitting in the sanctuary the day that I decided to align with that law through tithing of my income. I was excited to do it, and I was scared to death because I was in pretty much the worst financial situation of my adult life from a very responsible human being. It's a long story, but I was. And I'm grateful every day for that decision and for that lesson because what I saw not only was a complete turnaround in my financial situation in ways I could have never imagined, and certainly couldn't have created on my own ever, but it removed a lot of large fears in my life that allowed transformation across a whole bunch of areas in my life, not just finances. And had I held on to the facts of my life as truth and acted from that place, I wouldn't be talking to you today. So here's what I'm asking. Ask yourself where you are in terms of aligning with the facts or with the truth. And as our individual consciousness goes, so goes our community consciousness. Our vision of a transformed world starts with us. And I believe with my whole heart that if we move forward toward the truth, our operating budget gap will close like that. In fact, I'm affirming we'll have a surplus. And when that occurs, as awesome as that's going to be, what's even more exciting is I know individual lives will be transformed. I know that. I want that for you. I want that for me. I want that for us. So you are an awesome group to travel this journey with, whether you're joining live stream or you're sitting here. And together, when we align with Spirit, I know we'll continue to do great things. Thank you.
And can the preacher get an amen? What was that again?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. Yeah, maybe some of us have also been in those situations and can make that same statement. And now I would like to see where Cassidy, there she is, Cassidy, to come up and tell us what's going on with our kids.
Thank you, Lori, and good to see all of you in the sanctuary. Hello to those joining online.
We didn't have any kiddos in our nursery today, but we know that they're coming at 11:30, and we're affirming a delightful group of young people. We have programming from 0 to 18 at 11:30 today. The younger kids are going to be planting some seeds outside on the patio and talking about how we grow our dreams. And our older youth are going to be looking at four tools for peace and justice and deciding where in the world they want to use Unity's fifth principle to walk their talk. So we look forward to that. And if you want to give of your time and talent in addition to your treasure, we have openings in our youth and family ministry, and we're going to be in the garden court next Sunday with many opportunities for those in person, and there's opportunities online, not just in the youth and family ministry, but in many of our ministries. So we hope you'll come back next week and check us out. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Cassidy. Carla, Karen, come on up. You too. Come on up and join us as we all stand now and say together the prayer for protection, and then we sing our peace song. Yes? All right. So let us say together the prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. And the presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine. All is well. And let us sing it out loud.
On earth, and it has begun with me. Now there is peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as our creator, family all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Begins with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my joyous vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth.
Happy people don't cheat. Happy people don't lie. They don't judge or hold a grudge. They don't criticize. Happy people don't hate. Happy people don't steal. All the hurt sure ain't worth the guilt they feel.
Here we go.
So if you want to know the secret, you can't buy it, gotta make it. You ain't ever gonna be it by taking someone else's away. Never take it for granted. You don't have to understand it. Just do whatever puts a smile on your face. Whatever makes you happy.
Your turn.
Happy people don't fail. Happy people just learn. Don't think they're above push or shove. They just wait their turn. And they always got a hand. Or a dollar to spare. They know the golden rule and what you're
So if you want to know the secret,
why not?
Can't buy it, gotta make it.
That's right.
You ain't ever gonna be it by taking someone else's way. Never take it for granted. You don't have to understand it. Just do whatever puts a smile on your face. Whatever makes you happy, people.
Here we go.
These days they ain't so easy to find, but they're the ones that you want standing on your side. There's no time for greed, so if they need some, just give them a slice, and we'll all be happy people. Happy people. Yeah, we'll all be happy people. Short and love is rare, and we all deserve to be happy while we're here.
I think I did that too slow. And then I screwed up two other things. It worked out.